step up and play. Each machine seemed to say, as I walked round and round the penny arcade. Welcome to Paws and Baz's Penny Arcade.
Today we're back where it all began, in yesteryear, in episode one, in my kitchen. So expect squeaky chairs.
Yeah.
There's no
echoey kitchen.
Echoey kitchen, yeah, definitely. The occasional bus coming past, but no ice in Boz's drink.
No, we've grown.
We've got past that.
Yeah.
And the studio is still under construction.
Yeah. But we're getting there. This week's show.
I'll be honest with you, Boz, we've gone on so many tangents tonight, but I don't even think it's worth saying anything. Like, we just talked about some stuff. Boz has been to Japan. He's got loads of really good stuff to tell us about that.
About
it on Twitter that we're going to talk about that. We didn't talk about that.
No.
We'll save that for another day.
Yeah. But there was no rational explanation for what we went through, but
it's never any rational explanation for anything we go through.
All I'll say, in the end, it got deep.
Really deep.
Yeah. Literally. So yeah,
enjoy the show.
Enjoy.
Okay, Bozza, something we just wanted to have a quick little chat about.
Yeah.
Friend of the pod.
Yeah.
Graham Davies.
Rumour is he scored a...
He had a big weekend, didn't he?
Big performance, which I'm shocked at, because I've seen his footballing ability.
Really?
So, yeah, I'm pretty shocked by it, to be honest.
What position does he play?
I wouldn't like to say, to be honest.
What position does he try to play?
Again, I wouldn't like to say. more. Five aside is his game.
Hooker.
Yeah, hooker.
Scrum half.
Just.
He just likes playing the soccer ball.
Yeah, just a trier.
A trier. Okay. And we know that obviously his main sport is wrestling.
Well, yeah. And arguing with people about parking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's his main sport, but he plays a bit of football on the side, a bit of soccer. So he, yeah.
How many goals? Three? Four?
Just no, I think it's just the one.
No, it's part, more than that, isn't it?
Part of a 7-1 win.
Let's have a look.
How do you know? No, I think it's two. No, is that? No, he's got a hat-trick.
He's got four. No.
Yeah, he's four.
Yeah.
We're Alan Turing right here, cracking the code.
And he retweeted it. That's shocking.
That's a haul, isn't it? Four.
Is it called a haul?
Four's a haul.
Really?
Yeah.
That's got to be an ice hockey too.
It's a haul.
Bloody hell.
But yeah, so four.
Four goals.
Banging four goals for what team is it?
Koiti Football Club.
And where are they?
Koiti.
And where's that?
Bridgend.
There we go.
Sunday league doesn't really count towards it.
Don't belittle his achievements.
No, that's fair. It's a good effort. Well done. Alex has been complimentary.
Yeah.
So that's good enough for me.
What's friend of the show Alex Hughes said?
You turned into Messi on Sunday or something.
Or something.
Or something. My guess is or something. Rather than Messi.
So, was Graham playing the day that you played against Jimmy from Brunner?
Nah.
Graham was in the high division.
Nah, I could probably. That day's etched in my mind. It's a tough day.
But, what was it? So I can't say this. What team was he playing against?
Llanarum.
There you go. That's who he was playing against.
Two L's is up. Yeah. Close enough. Clan Aaron.
So I have to imagine that there is a H in front of it.
No.
And go.
like a snake, yeah.
That's not a snake. That's more like a cat when you stand on its tail.
Cats don't do that.
They do. Go stand on a cat's tail.
I would. Pull my father through a spider.
We love cats here at the Penny Arcade.
We don't. Don't speak for yourself. I've only ate them.
Eh? Anyway, that aside, guana. Guana.
Guana. What is guana?
Guana, not guano.
Yeah.
It's not guano. It is a climbing plant in the family Sapindaceae.
What's its nutritional value?
It's native to the Amazon basin.
Cool.
And especially common in Brazil. Obs. Large leaves, clusters of flowers, best known for the seeds from its fruit, which are about the size of a coffee bean. A dietary supplement or herb.
Oh, there you go.
It's an effective stimulant. There you go.
Almost
it contains about twice the concentration of caffeine found in coffee seeds.
Almost stimulants. Red Bull.
Yes.
Was it ever a rumour when you were a youngster that taurine contained bull semen?
Not one that I heard.
Yeah, that was one of the rumours.
It
doesn't.
I remember once... when the lads I used to hang around with, he had like a family member or something was moving to Australia, and they're having like a going away party for him. Well, I didn't know him, but at that point, like when we were sort of like 30, 40, like I was with him all the time. He's like, oh, we've got this party, you want to come? I was like, yeah, sure, we'll do anything else. So we went along, and everyone's drinking. And it was an open bar, obviously we couldn't drink, but it was around the time that Red Bull had come out, and we were there for 3 hours. It was like I remember because it was in the summer, and by the time when I got home, it was must have only been about 9 o'clock. But in the time we were there, we drank like 8 cans of Red Bull each.
That's disgusting.
So I've gone home, my dad and my sister were sat outside, they'd had a barbecue, they sat out in this little like courtyardy bit in the garden. And we're talking, and I'm thinking I'm fine. My dad's just looking at me really weird. I was like, "Oh, he's like, are you all right?" I was like, "Fine." He's like, it's just like you haven't stopped moving since you got here, home.
From
your kitchen. Like you're talking.
Yeah.
Really, really fast. I was like, "What? No, I'm fine, but not." It's like, "What? If you drank something, what have you been doing?" And I was like, "Oh, I just had Red Bull." Is that? How many did you have? I was like, I don't pay cans. Like,
it's bad food. That stuff is spontaneous.
Yeah, so I don't really drink energy drinks now. I mean,
no. Anybody who drinks for energy drinks is just odd in my book.
Well, think about it. The only time we would, realistically, the only time I drink energy drinks is if it's Jaeger bombs.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only time.
There's no other time we would. Why would you need it?
Well, I used to. So when I was about 18, probably 17 actually. Remember, split up with the girls. We split up, and I was really quite down about it. And went out with a couple, and I was with a couple of mates. Went back to one of his houses. Right, we'll go back, and then we were in town. Went back to us. We'll have a few drinks here and that, and then we'll go out. Now I'm a bigger drinker now, but I'm not like a massive drinker, and. But then I was even worse, but I just remember being sat in this lad's kitchen and pouring a glass of vodka Red Bull and pretty much, like, it felt like at the time, like, it was like 3/4 vodka just, like, coloured with Red Bull at the top. So by the time he went out, I was off my face. Like... way worse than when we went to darts last Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, way worse than that.
Oh, you were good. You were good value at darts.
To the point where I got so drunk that we got out. I remember getting into Old Town. We went to a place called Fusion,
yeah.
Which is was the old Bell pub. So, you know, it doesn't mean anything to anybody listening other than people from Swindon, but it was in Old Town.
Mean anything to me.
Yeah, it wouldn't mean anything to you. I could tell you, you'd know where it was if I explained it, but there's no point. just down from Suju. Anyway. And I just remember, but by the time we got there, it must have only been like 8.
Really?
And I was, I think we got a drink, and then we were outside, and I think as well, like being that, obviously just being outside as well, that makes it worse, I think. Just get, as soon as that air gets your head, you just...
that's killer, that is. Because you think you're fine, and then you go outside, you get that fresh air in you, and then it's game over.
Yeah, I'm just throwing up in the flower beds. Then I'm in the toilets. I'm just going, I remember, like, one of the lads when he was here was like, oh, do you want me to ring someone? I was like, come on, Dad. my mum and my sister have turned up to get me. To be carried to the car, like led down the back of the car. Got home, and it, so I remember, and the thing that I remember is thinking, like, my mum was there, and I was thinking, well, you're no good. You don't drink. You don't know what to do. Because this was the first time that I'd been really, really absolutely paralytic. So I'm thinking, in my head, I'm thinking, well, she doesn't drink. She doesn't know what to do. She doesn't know what to do if you're drunk. And I was thinking, my dad, he loves a drink. You don't know what to do. So I'm going, I want Dad. my mum's devastated because I'm not going, Mum, help me. And I've got in and they've put me on the sofa. Daddy. Yeah, they've put me on the sofa.
Or did you wake up with a bucket or a bowl next to you? Or?
I don't know, mate. I was. The last thing I remember, which was not a lot in this whole situation, but the last thing I remember was... and as I was falling asleep, just hearing Match of the Day start.
That's shocking.
Such a terrible... So there's only been two times where I've been that drunk. Both of them have been on vodka Red Bull.
That's bad for you, man.
The second time was... it was in Southampton.
Yeah.
And... Tanya's in her third year. So in Tanya's third year of uni, I moved down to Southampton as well because she was working, she had a dissertation and that. She wouldn't be able to come back up and stuff. So like seeing each other would have been difficult. She was having to work. Because she was having to work as well, meant that like if I, you know, she might be around on my like, weekends or whatever and things. So I just moved down for that final year. I was like, you know, it'd just be easier. Well, nothing keeping me here, so I'll move down. So like those friends, he started uni a couple of years late. So he was in his first year when Tanya was in her third. And he lived across the road from us in the halls that Tanya used to live in. So it was his birthday, a few of the boys from home were down and everything. And we went over again, and I hadn't been out for ages. So like, around that time, I hardly ever went out. And the fact that I couldn't really have my drink anyways, meant that if I had that, you know, it's like when you have a long period where you don't drink and then you drink and you get hammered like real quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that happened again.
That's
vodka Red Bull.
We used to...
So basically I've just never, since then I've never been able to go, like, that's my drink. And so that night I got so drunk again, I was being sick and everything. I was in the toilet, so I had to be carried down the stairs and everything. So Tanya had to drive round from our flat, which literally, right, so you had our block of flats here, there was the Itching Bridge in front of it, and then on the other side of the bridge, opposite, like you could see across, it was the halls, and Tanya's had to drive over to get me, because I was so, so far gone, there was literally no way I could get home. They carried me down, I think they had to put me in the lift. To get me down, carry me out with a bucket, sat me in the car, she's driven home. It took her like an hour to get me from the car to up, because our flat was on the fourth floor. I don't think we had a lift in our building. And there was... So Taz Baz was like trying to get me up to go upstairs, and I'm just... like she said, I was just sat in the front seat, just going... No, just leave me here. This is where I live now. Just like, I just remember, like, this is it. This is me. I'm not going anywhere else. This is where I live.
We used to have...
But vodka Red Bull, so...
Yeah, but on about Red Bull. Is the term, have you ever heard the term lazy boy, or is this a Bridgend thing?
Other than like the reclining armchairs.
Yeah, that's, yeah. But no. There was a drink in a little establishment called The Roof in Bridgend.
Yeah.
Shit, not really. But
did it have a rooftop bar?
No, I don't know why they called it roof, actually.
I'm coming to learn that there doesn't necessarily need to
be not logic
a logic for behind the stuff that
had a roof.
Went on back your way.
Oh, there's no logic.
It had a roof!
Yeah. That's the only logic I can draw.
Where are we going tonight, lads? We're going to start off with the roof, then we're going to go on to the foundations, and then maybe we'll finish off in the back garden.
Sounds about right. the roof is just up the road from the Phoenix. So, yeah.
Oh, to be fair, the Phoenix is that's a pub name.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Phoenix. It was called Tuskers before that.
I mean, that sounds like a strip club.
No, I don't think it ever was. I don't think it was. Anyway, in the roof, they had something called a Lazy Boy. And a Lazy Boy is basically four shots of Jaeger in a pint glass. And then that pint glass is filled to the brim with Red Bull. And that's what people drink, yeah.
A massive Jaeger bowl.
Yeah, like a giant Jaeger bowl. People just drink that.
Oh, fuck that.
It's not right, does it?
I mean, we drink, like, quite a few of them when we're out, but not because
horrible.
We like them.
No, they're horrible. Mate.
They're just cheap, just, and everyone makes that face, like, oh.
And there's always one dick who wants to order them.
Yes.
Yes.
You know who you are.
You know exactly who you are. Don't need to mention no names to that.
Bunch of hookers
and cocaine. There is always someone who wants to get shots in that, and I think we've all been guilty of it at times.
Yeah.
Like
classic.
Okay.
Classic Alex Hughes, this was, right?
Oh.
So on his stag, me and Marco were trying to, you know, we were winding up a bit, right? So me and Marco thought it'd be funny to just order a tray of shots. And just walk out. So they all came in back with a tray of shots. Cost about 40 quid. And
we just left him with
just
the
left
tray.
Him with it, yeah. He didn't know we'd ordered it. But he was fuming, he was asking for money and all that. His head went big time. He gives it larger, but his head went massive. It was a bit of a joke. He wanted his money back and everything he did, so he just gave him his money because he's a baby about it. But yeah, that's on the record.
Okay, so Alex, obviously you'll get a chance to respond. You can respond to this on Twitter if you want, or email if you want to, or, you know, but
I was shocked.
I know you've requested a phone in.
I was shocked his
behaviour. So we'll sort something out, so maybe you two can thrash this one out.
On the pod. Actually, I thought it was funny at the time, but I suppose it was 45 quid that wasn't mine to spend.
But this seems to be a thing that you do, though, is that you get excited, you do something to stitch somebody up that you think is funny, and then you immediately regret it because you realise you shouldn't have done it, and backtrack and, like, pay them or give
like,
them...
That was the thing of the darts, wasn't it, where you were getting money.
The 200 quid for me, yeah.
You get money, I press the £300 button. And instantly felt awful about it and had to transfer your money and take the cash. That's like the worst.
It's like you want to be not be banter lad,
yeah,
but you don't fully have it in you.
No, I can't see it through. Yeah,
it's because you're a nice lad, mate. You don't want to commit to it too bad. You have a conscience.
Yeah, I know. I wish I could see it through. That dart's on is funny because I remember hitting that button and I thought it was funny for a split second, but then when I saw it coming out and I saw your face, I thought, oh, that wasn't a very nice thing to do. I shouldn't have done that. So, yeah.
Fire away, you bastard.
Yeah, anybody that eats in Hungary, I'm just a disgrace.
Yeah, you must be hating it. Like, Christmas is coming and that is like the cinnamon season.
I was on a great time in Prague till I asked for coffee. Last November, I was in Prague, I have a coffee from one of these lovely little stores. She goes and puts cinnamon all over the top of it. She ruins it.
And she said, hey!
Fucking cinnamon. There's nothing worse than cinnamon. It's horrible.
I mean, there are spice. Definitely things worse than cinnamon.
Enlighten me. What? Within a coffee restaurant? That's what I'm saying. within a coffee shop. Do you like all the additional things you can put on coffee?
Is that what they call them in Bridgend?
All the additional things you can put into a coffee.
I'm going down the coffee restaurant.
I found a niche. there's room for growth there. No, but all the things you can add to a coffee, so you know, cream, marshmallows are not great in coffee, do I think? Nothing.
Who puts marshmallows in coffee? That's for hot chocolate.
You know what I mean? Same.
Fucking lunatic.
Same old stuff. You know what I mean? And all the things you can add to a hot drink in a coffee restaurant.
Starbucks, that famous coffee restaurant.
So all the things you can add to a coffee or a hot drink, I would say cinnamon is by far the worst.
But no, I like cinnamon. So
what's worse than it? Thank you. I'll take that.
No, but I like cinnamon, so I wouldn't say it was the worst. So it's not, you can't, you're not going to be able to say to me, name these other things, right? But I like cinnamon.
There's only two of us in the pod, and one of us has voted cinnamon's the worst, so.
And the other one's voted that it's the best. There you go.
Yeah, you can't do
there
that.
You go, I've just done it.
You wouldn't have cinnamon any other time, yeah?
What do you mean?
Would you have cinnamon on your coffee or whatever any other time you
Well, if I was one to frequent a coffee restaurant, Boz, I would have cinnamon if it was on offer. If they went, do you want cinnamon? Go, yeah, fucking get it on.
Cinnamon,
anytime. Fucking get it on, love it. Bit of nutmeg, chuck that in there as well.
Oh, no. No. No.
I just think you've got an uncultured palate, mate.
I just really don't like cinnamon. I just don't think it belongs. With
anywhere. Have you ever done the cinnamon challenge?
I don't mind a bit of carrot cake. I can forego it in that, but a cinnamon challenge? No, but this is why?
What do you mean?
Why would I do a cinnamon challenge? Yeah. It's impossible.
How is it impossible?
There's no way anybody could eat a spoonful of cinnamon without coughing their guts up.
I think you could do it. I think you could do it. And we could film it for the pod.
Yeah. I get loads of applause and cheers. But no, I don't think...
I like 12 followers.
I don't think the cinnamon challenge is a good idea. It's a bit, no.
Mm-hmm.
It's not more. That hasn't been a weird challenge for a while, has it? We've done the ice bucket challenges recently. About 2 years ago.
There's a thing now, I can't remember what it's called, but it's that thing where you've got like four people, kind of like, one sits on a chair, and then another one like will put their head on their lap and kind of like lie down but with their feet like they're kind of at 90 degrees.
Oh, really?
Rested. And then someone else will put their head on that person's lap and be in the same position. They do it so they're in a square, and then someone will take out the original chair.
Yeah.
And then they're all just balancing.
That sounds really complicated. The last challenge.
Is that, but I don't think as a group we're flexible enough to do it.
Nah. Last challenge, I wasn't even flexible.
Also,
to
I'm too
it.
Short. The square wouldn't work.
It just couldn't.
You'd fall down.
I wasn't even flexible enough to do the Dele Alli challenge because I can't bend my wrists around.
Oh, no, I can't do that. I'm not really doing it.
It's hard, isn't it? So, I won't be flexible enough for that.
Yeah.
Whatever
just,
challenge.
I think we're just old. Dump a cold bucket of water over your head. Do that.
Yeah.
Bam.
No, no. But the other ones. There haven't been any really recently. How do you even know about that anyway?
TikTok. I've been.
What is wrong with you?
Just Phoebe keeps banging on about it, so I downloaded it so I could kind of monitor.
So what is TikTok? I just thought it was just like Vine.
Sort of. It's just like another way for people to do stupid shit and film it.
Why did Vine stop? What happened to Vines?
4 seconds wasn't long enough.
No.
Everything just has its kind of moment in the sun, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And then it's how they kind of like evolve and bring in different things. And things like Vine, they get bought by people like Instagram or like whatever. Do you know what I mean? They all look swallowed up. So look,
TikTok.
Look, TikTok got bought, but, well, TikTok was called,
You saw that with
Musically.
Saw that with the kids.
That's because I've got a 10-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
So it was called Musically before.
Yeah.
And it's predominantly, like, young teenagers who were lip syncing to songs, and then they would put in like then it was like it was songs, and then it was like little like quotes and like bits from films or like
inspirational quotes,
or things from like other memes and stuff, or like other videos that have gone viral and that, and then they would be like acting out and miming it and stuff and trying to like put their own sort of it. But it seems like the way it worked, well, so whereas I've just got the app,
yeah,
and you can watch like all videos and stuff on it without having to log in. And it's got, because there's this like for you thing. If you put like hashtag for you, it'll like go into this massive long stream, and you can just flip through and just watch video after video after video after video. And like I fell into a little bit of a hole of like the other night, and I probably watched it. I was probably flicking through for like, I don't know, hour and a half. Like all these different, there's so many different things where they just copy. They're all doing the same sorts of things.
You can flick through the videos for you.
Facebook ones though, because it's all like tailored to things that you've watched in the past and all of that, and you've clicked. I've watched some DIY thing once. Bearing in mind, I do no DIY.
Yeah.
But recently, when I've again fallen into like a little bit of a Facebook video hole, I've ended up watching a woman build a pool in her back garden. It's like a 12-minute video, I've watched the whole thing, and after saying, what am I doing?
I've been spending most of my time watching people drop balls from dams on the trampolines. And stuff like that.
Right, think about it, like when you were a kid, right, everyone's like, when you're an adult, you know, you've got serious things to do, you've got a job, you've got to run your house, you've got to do all these things, you're thinking like, fucking hell, I'm not going to have time to do anything. And think of the time that we waste watching just
garbage.
Fucking shit. So this is a thing that they're doing on TikTok, which I've seen like 100 different versions. And they're all, it's all basically the same thing, where it'll be, that's right, it'll be one or two people be there, and it'll be the start of, bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Yeah.
So it's sing, and they're like miming along, and then they go bibbidi bobbidi boo, and they like do the wand movement, and then it kind of like, well, they'll be dressed in like pajamas or something, and it'll be like bam, and then it switches to another song, and they're like ready to go out and that. Fucking, so yeah, you wanna.
I need to get on that.
Crazy, that's fucking loads.
I mean,
but it's one of those. To be honest, mate, we kind of briefly discussed this earlier. It ain't for us. We're not the target market. There's some funny stuff on there.
You want to watch someone drop a bowling ball from the top of a dam into a trampoline? Pretty cool. And when they miss the trampoline, those things explode. Like,
do they?
Yeah.
What's in a bowling ball?
And they were.
Is it like golf balls, or it's just like rubber bands inside?
Nah. It looks like chalk. It looks like it's concrete or something. It's really good, but
it's really good.
They were dropping bowling balls from a high tower as well onto bulletproof glass. Didn't penetrate. Smashed it up, mind. That's good.
Hang on, it didn't penetrate, but it smashed up.
Yeah.
Is that not?
Nah. It looks like it smashed up, but no bullets get into it, especially a bowling ball. And yeah, when it's a trampoline,
yeah.
Surprising how high it goes. It's exciting.
It's exciting. Oh,
it's the anticipation of what's going to happen when it hits that trampoline. You know what's going to happen, but you just want to see it.
How high is it going to go?
Yeah.
Here's something actually that I've watched, like, 20-minute videos on, and just been like, right, just literally, I've been led in bed, like, just watching loads of these videos. Marble runs.
What? What's this?
There's somebody who does this, like, marble run Olympics, and he makes all these, like, different courses.
Oh, that sounds good.
And they'll be, like, just 10 marbles will start, and you'll have like scoreboards up. And you're watching these, and you're like, fucking, I want the orange one to win. Ah, the blue one's. I get too into
it. There was these, and those videos, there was these mad things, like, everything would fall. You'd start with the ball at the top.
Yeah.
And it'd like hit things into it. And I get in board, would always come in somewhere.
Yeah.
Happens, and then it'd fall down some rack. And then he'd pour himself some gravy or something.
I saw one like that where it kind of like, that's kind of like the marble run thing. And then, but like, there's one thing where I saw one where it like went outside.
Yeah.
It was kind of like all around the house and everything.
And they did a bit of like, in pool halls, they were like, someone would start with a golf club, hit the golf ball, all of a sudden it pot of black or something right to the end after about, 20 stairs, banging into about 15 different things.
Knocked over four old people in the car park.
And then, bam, pot to the black, every day.
Yes!
Get in there.
It's one of those things where I love watching them.
They're addictive.
Yeah, and I love watching them. I know what's going to happen. I like seeing all the shit fall down. But then I think back, like, I could do that. And then, I couldn't.
Nah.
So I don't have the patience.
I can't even do with dominoes.
Yeah, I don't have the patience or the inclination. I can't be fucking arsed.
You see some of these dominoes, like some Johnny Fick dominoes, some are incredible, aren't they?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you got halfway through that and you fucked it up?
So I have this thing where, like, when you're using a screwdriver?
Yeah.
And you're like pressing it, and sometimes it doesn't matter, it just like flick out.
Yeah.
I get a real deep frustration at that, where it like kind of gets right in the pit of my chest, where like I feel like I'm going to explode.
Strong frustration.
Yeah, if I'm like trying to find something that I know should be, and I can't find
that's
it.
That's when I'm at my worst. Yeah,
get that frustration. That is what I would be like if I was doing the dominoes and then suddenly, like, I've just knocked one, the whole fucking thing's coming out, it's like house of cards, and I would lose my shit.
It's just too much. But, these videos, I do like watch them, but I can't stand with youngsters easy, like my nephew and all. They watch videos of kids playing games.
Yeah. That's a huge thing though, isn't it? Like, is it...
And just play the game fucking stuff.
Twitch? It's got like a whole platform that where, like, you can, you watch.
Why are you
doing
watching kids?
Playing. Well, because I think some of them give you tips on how to do and stuff.
Oh.
There's like a big culture of it in that, and I think there's a lot of like, there's like cosplay / gamer girls and stuff as well.
Right.
So they build massive followings, and then they go, I got a Patreon. Do you want to see?
Oh, Patreon, that all makes sense. I still don't understand esports. I'll never understand it.
Mate, if you were that good at, we would never be in an esports team, because based on our one game of FIFA we played, we're fucking terrible.
Yeah, that was without doubt the worst game of FIFA.
Absolutely. even like Harold was going like, seriously, what are you
gonna be over yet? Yeah. That was horrendous. Wasn't it?
It was bad.
You said about your nephew as well. My nephew really wanted a dog for Christmas, but he left the dog off his Santa list. Well, my mother's been quite genius with it.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you can't have a dog, but I got this really other good pet for you. It's a jellyfish that you don't have to feed. It's actually a lava lamp. But he seems quite happy with it. Something is working for now. He's got a pet jellyfish. He doesn't have to feed.
That's amazing.
I thought it was inspired.
Your mum is a fucking genius.
I thought it was inspired. She told me earlier. I was like, I got it straight away. She said, "Oh yeah, should I go to this jellyfish to feed?" I was like, "Would that be a lava lamp, would it?" She said, "Yeah." I dropped one of the girls in work. I was like, "Oh, good idea. I like it." So yeah, he's got a new lava lamp, aka jellyfish. He doesn't have to feed.
That is amazing. Your mum is a legend.
It's been working so far. Changes colours, does all sorts.
Did he get this last Christmas?
No, so this Christmas.
Oh, this is an early Christmas present.
This is recent. So he's been complaining that he did his list. I had all his toys and gadgets and PlayStations on his list. we forgot to put the dog on the list. So, he's not on the dog. It just ain't gonna happen, right? Christ, can imagine. But, yeah, like I said, my mother's been a little bit of a genius and said, look, we're not gonna get you that pet, but got a pet for you, kid.
Love it.
Nice jellyfish that you do not have to feed.
That is brilliant.
It's great.
Right, so, we've had a little chat about Graham's achievements. We're happy for him. We've spoken about a few other things, but I think, come on, let's get to the main event. The main event, Buzz, the main course of this episode. We've both been away recently.
Yeah.
I had a little trip to Rhodes, standard family holiday. Nothing really exciting to report there.
I'm pretty down. Rhodes is lovely. I like Rhodes.
Yeah, we didn't.
Rhodes Town's great. It's amazing.
We didn't. You know, we didn't go to Rhodes Town.
We didn't go to Rhodes Town.
So the main reason for this holiday wasn't sightseeing. It was just like chill out.
Yeah.
Things have all been a bit hectic, so it was like right, let's just get back and chill.
You stuck to the beaches, do
we? Didn't really go to the beach. Just pool bar.
Yeah.
We had a swim up room, which was nice, swanky.
That is swanky.
It was. Yeah, I was liking it very much.
Yeah.
Liking it very much. But also in the main pool as well, like it was one of those bars that was like down where there was
I'm wary of pool bars because there's people who sit at pool bars drinking all day, and they are just sat and piss and you're not
there. To be fair, nobody was staying there all day. They
like,
go and get because lots of them. So the way they set it up is that you've got the main pool. And all down one side of it is swim up rooms that like literally go straight into the main pool.
Yeah.
And then round the edge, so then a little bit further out, so we had a swim up room, but ours was slightly different in the sense that rather than it being swim up, because you didn't go and join the main pool or anything. So you had like our block of like apartments and that, and all the ground floor ones had these. Basically, there was like a big thinner pool that just went out in front of all of them, and you had your section in front of your bit.
Yeah.
So that, and which actually was kind of better because on the other ones, on the main pool, which were like proper swim up, you didn't have any kind of space that was yours, and it meant that there'd be some random just like outside your room.
That's why I can't deal with
it. Yeah, mate. But this was good because you had that little section, there's just a little section, like, oh. Basically, don't be dicks and swim in next door's bit.
That's why.
We've both been away recently.
Yeah.
I had a little trip to Rhodes, standard family holiday. Nothing really exciting to report there.
I'm pretty down. Rhodes is lovely. I like Rhodes.
Yeah, we didn't.
Rhodes Town's great. It's amazing.
We didn't go to Rhodes Town.
We didn't go to Rhodes Town.
So the main reason for this holiday wasn't sightseeing, it was just like chill out.
Yeah.
Things have all been a bit hectic, so it was like, right, let's just get back and chill.
You stuck to the beaches, do
we? Didn't really go to the beach, just pool.
No,
pool bar. Yeah. We had a swim up room, which was nice, swanky.
That is swanky.
It was, yeah, I was liking it very much.
Yeah.
Liking it very much. But also in the main pool as well, like it was one of those bars that was like down where there was.
I'm wary of pool bars because there's people who sit at pool bars drinking all day, and they are just sat and piss and you're not there.
To be fair, nobody was staying there all day. They
like,
go and get because lots of them. So the way they set it up is that you've got the main pool. And all down one side of it is swim up rooms that like literally go straight into the main pool.
Yeah.
And then round the edge, so then a little bit further out, so we had a swim up room, but ours was slightly different in the sense that rather than it being swim up, because you didn't go and join the main pool or anything. So you had like our block of like apartments and that, and all the ground floor ones had these. Basically, there was like a big thinner pool that just went out in front of all of them, and you had your section in front of your bit.
Yeah.
So that, and which actually was kind of better because on the other ones, on the main pool, which were like proper swim up, you didn't have any kind of space that was yours, and it meant that there'd be some random just like outside your room.
That's why I can't deal with
it. Get on, mate. But this was good because you had that little section. There's just a little section like, oh, basically, don't be dicks and swim in next door's bit.
That's why it's fine. Cancun weren't for me, if I'm honest. It's just full of fat fucking Americans in little pools, just sitting there drinking and pissing all day.
I mean, again, do you have to just keep slagging off Americans? No. Stop it.
Well, yeah, that's what they do. They're usually big fat fellas. They just sit in these little whirlpool things or whatever they call jacuzzis, drinking their beer.
Oh, this,
and
yeah.
Pissing all day.
So this wasn't that, this was by this was
all right, all right,
goes across.
I'll
have to find some way to edit that out and make this all coherent.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
I'm just saying, that's what people do. They sit in these bars all day. No,
that's fine. That's fine if you want to say that's what people do.
And Americans do it too. They do it. They're the worst for it.
You've got literally nothing to support this.
This is a fact. Have you ever been
to... Is it a fact? Is this what...
Have you ever been
fingers,
to Cancun? Have you ever been... Oh, don't you fucking start with Wenger's rules. Don't you start with Wenger's rules.
Two can play that game.
Wenger's rules don't exist.
Who's going to be making the rules now?
Wenger's rules don't exist.
It's going to be making
the rules.
He
is going to be making the rules. This has got a new job.
Anyway. But,
no.
Anyway, so...
It's always Americans.
But anyway, so we didn't go and do like loads of sightseeing or anything. We went like sort of one day, we went out to Lindos, which was real nice.
Oh, nice.
Went to the Acropolis and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I had a lovely picture at the top.
That's
on,
cool.
On the Acropolis in the Penny Arcade t-shirt.
You should have gone to Simi Isles.
I think...
Why didn't I recommend Simi Isles to you? I feel like I should have.
To be fair, like I said, it wasn't a proper sightseeing.
Simi Isles is impressive.
So what's that?
It's just really picturesque. It's just a stunning place. But Greece is like that in general, isn't it? Greece
But do you know what? So we were staying in Colombia, and like around, like when you're in the resort looking out, and it's like surrounded by mountains, thinking, bloody hell, this is nice. Because we went in at night as well, so you did, and it was late, and it was dark, and you couldn't really see anything other than the hotel. You get in, hotels all nice, the resort's nice, everything. Fucking hell. You go and have a little walk around.
Yeah.
Outside. Absolute shithole. It's definitely... Colombia is definitely a place where you stay in your resort.
Yeah.
Which, again, like, no complaints. Because
no.
We got a really good deal on it. Because we booked it like 2 weeks before we went. And, you know, it did what we wanted it to do. Yeah. But yeah, Lindos was really nice. Like, the winding little streets and everything. Phoebe was happy because she got a knockoff. What's it? Frank something Raven. Fjord Kanken Raven. That's it. Fjord Kanken Raven backpack.
Alright.
It's this.
I've seen.
Yeah. They're like 80 quid.
They're really that expensive.
Yeah. So she got a knockoff one for like €25 and was. Literally the happiest person in the fucking world ever.
Happy days.
Yeah.
No, that sounds good.
I was like, you know, this is a knockoff one. She's like, I don't care. I was like, fine. I was like, but if anyone asks, just don't tell them it's a knockoff one.
Yeah.
Most parents will look and go, that is not real. But yeah, like, when you're a kid, it doesn't matter, does it?
No, I know, Dad. Remember, you used to have those BBG watches.
Yeah.
I know, Dad, a Bobby G.
But I think you should get her a Baby G one for the proper one for Christmas.
Do you think?
Yeah.
She'd appreciate that, wouldn't she?
How much do you think they are now?
Saying I fucking treated her already this week, I got her a 12.
Well, you did get her a 12,
yeah.
You fucking hero.
I don't think she needs any more than that.
Baby G watches.
They can't exist anymore, surely?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Jesus Christ, there's one here in the watch shop for 83 quid.
Christ, that's expensive.
Casio Baby G, $47.20 on Amazon.
That's not bad. What colour is it?
It's like it's a blue.
Blue.
It's like, well, not quite a baby. It's more like a lilac-y blue, because if you want to kind of get into shades of blue. This one here. Oh no, hang on, G-Shock.
G-Shock.
That's the men's one.
Yeah, that was
G-Shock. 180 quid.
G-Shock.
What shop are having a laugh?
This sounds like a sex toy, doesn't it?
Yeah. Like the drill dough. I showed you that, didn't I?
Yeah,
that was unbelievable. Look,
for the purpose of the pod, you didn't show me.
I don't own a drill, though. Basically,
well,
drill.
I showed you the drill, though.
Yeah, fucking sure, yeah.
I showed you.
So, for the uneducated amongst listeners, a drill dough is effectively a drill with a dildo bit on
attachment,
it.
Yeah.
Attachment, which is insane. A friend of ours, introduced us to a site called, I think it's called like Extreme Restraints. And
what friend?
We
spent, I'm sure it was you that found this.
A friend of ours. I've shown you the site. Basically, we were as a group of us all together, and she's shown us this site. We're at her house in Nottingham, and we've literally, I reckon we must have spent about an hour and a half just reading like the reviews of things. I mean, let me see if I can find something.
Thank you, I'm very safe.
So, yeah, it's in my favourites. Okay, extremerestraints.com. Let's see. Well, I'll see if I can find the drill dough itself.
You know. Oh yeah, exciting.
No. But, okay, let's have.
Probably sold out.
It's probably called something else now, but a different version. Let's see if I can find something. Okay, so
Drill Dough Mark II.
We've got 40 reviews here for the Rebellious Ryan Realistic Dildo. Okay, so this is a big old dildo. It's 9 inches in total length. The material.
How have we got to this point?
What I love. Hang on, listen to this though. So the Rebellious Ryan Realistic Dildo specs and benefits. Benefits. So size. Measures approximately 9 inches in total length, 7 insertable length, and 1.85 in width. Brackets.
7.
Hang on, no, listen. 1.85 inches in width, brackets, mid shaft.
oh, that's important.
Yeah. Material, sex flesh, brackets, oh. PVC.
sex flesh.
Sex flesh.
So we're on. So we're on to the benefits now. So it has a realistic look and feel with a veined shaft.
My favourite type.
Yeah, and also, let's not forget the textured balls. and what I like here as well is
they talk about it like it's
a person. So a suction cup base lets you mount Ryan to almost any flat surface.
Oh, perfect. Any tiled surface is ready to go.
So what I found hilarious about this, not just the descriptions
what,
like that.
What was that on TV again? Sex?
Sex flesh.
As opposed to.
So the reviews for these are brilliant.
I want no more alternatives to sex flesh.
Sex flesh, as opposed to real flesh?
As opposed to what?
So the views are great. So the first one on this is 5-star review for Ryan. Kelsey B, she's a verified buyer. Honestly, the dildo is a bit too big for me. I didn't really think too much about the measurements. My fault, not theirs. Their customer service was incredible from start to finish. I highly recommend. So to be fair, that one's fine. That's a fairly standard review. Okay. Chad K. Oh, Ryan.
Oh.
It's thick, not for the faint of ... Well, you know.
Oh, no. Don't look into my eyes when you say that.
Another 5-star review from Scott D, another verified buyer.
Yeah.
Not too big and not too small. This dildo hits all the right spots and gets me off every single time.
Oh,
well worth the money.
Good lad.
So there's some, though, where they get, like... Where we've on other products and stuff, where they're
look
unused. It's real fun. Like they get very
look for another
specific.
Product that doesn't have sex flesh, because I want to know what's out there.
Oh right, okay. So you're fed up of Rebellious Ryan. What about the realistic double dong?
Tell me more.
I mean, I'm pretty sure this is going to be made of sex flesh as well.
Everything's made of sex flesh.
Also, it's called a realistic double dong, and that's basically, it's got a knob at both ends. Now, automatically, that's not realistic.
No.
Where are these realistic, where are these real?
Was it just like a double-sided dildo?
Yeah. But to be honest, it just looks like a club. Not the chocolate bar. Only 10 reviews on this one. So it's been knocked down, but you know.
What's it made
of? No, that's wrong. Hang on, 17 reviews, sorry. Oh. 17 reviews. Training tool. Smaller end is great for learning. Oh, God.
Yes. Oh, God.
Hang on.
Learning what, Baz? Learning what?
This is from Robert. Smaller end is great for learning how to deep throat.
Oh, wow. Wow.
But do you know what? Actually, do you know what I think is good there? Is that Robert is taking this seriously.
He's taking something.
He's taking deep very seriously. He's not rushing into it. He's not going out and finding a massive knob and getting straight on it. He's easing himself in. He knows that when he gets to that, he needs to have done some training first. So he's gone out and he's found himself a smaller end.
No. This is not normal behaviour.
It is if that's what you're into. Sticking your house gagging
on something. I suppose you've got a flashlight, have you?
No.
Oh, but you need to practice.
True, we should practice, yeah. I'm sure it'd probably be well received if I did practice. You've been practicing. That fucking lads.
Oh, well received.
You've been fumbling around like an idiot for the past 15 years. Finally got a clue. Did you watch that YouTube video I sent you? So, realistic double dong specifications. Measurements.
Right.
So this is for the small end. 13 inches in total length. Smaller end measures 1.4 inches in diameter. Larger end measures 1.8 inches in diameter.
Not a massive difference.
That's the small one, and then you've got there's two versions of
the realistic
double dong. So the measurements for the large one.
Yeah.
16 inches in length.
Yeah.
It's over a foot. I suppose you're sharing with someone else, like it's not all like. Could it get lost in you? I don't know.
Probably.
what's this? Struggling to hear. I'm just. There it is.
I mean, that's not going to work for a podcast, but it was funny. You cough it up or something.
So obviously this one's bigger, 60 inches in length, smaller end measures 1.75 inches in diameter, larger end 2 inches in diameter. Material, PVC.
Not sex flesh.
Not sex flesh.
Yeah, if it's not sex flesh, I don't want to know.
So we've had Robert with his 5-star review, Robert K with his 5-star review, just the right size for both of us.
Oh wow.
That's sweet.
Yeah. When's used to a smaller...
Travis M. He's gone for a 4-star because there's always room for improvement.
Depends what end he's putting in, if there's any room.
So, title, works perfectly with the wife.
Ah.
Works perfectly with the wife and her friend, or just using it on one of them.
What? What are these people?
18 inches. That is a ridiculous. There's literally no need for that.
Do we want to do this as like the last
yeah.
product?
Because I'm full as an egg.
there's only so much talking about dildos we can do, really. So this is unbelievable.
Yeah, go on.
It's called the Annihilator Triple XL Dildo. Now...
Reviews.
Hang on.
What's it made out of?
No, hang on. This one deserves like a proper read up.
All right. Okay. Do it in Attenborough style, or you know, read it out.
I don't know. I don't want to do it.
Weird accent. I want big film. I want Hollywood.
No. Ready to take on one of the big boys? Feast your eyes and holes on the Annihilator dildo.
This works.
Coming in at 18 inches in height and 9 pounds, this dildo gives you all that you need for large and in-charge pleasure. See if you can take it in from the cockhead all the way down to the base. The Annihilator is firm, yet flexible, to work with the contours of your body. This dildo is ideal for advanced users who are ready to give it all they've got.
Large and in charge.
Okay, so hang on a minute. Before I go any further with specs and that, this is telling me something that I didn't know, that there are tiers.
Hey, trust me, if you insert that into your body, there'd be plenty of tears.
So, I didn't know that. We already spoke about, was it Robert who was using one to practice? He was taking it seriously. And this is eventually he's going to graduate to an Annihilator XXXL.
Robert haven't got what it takes.
If Robert's got any sense, he's going to go, do you know what?
He ain't got the minerals.
He's going to go, do you know what? No. No, that's too much for anyone.
Just give it up, Robert. Just give it up.
Let's get into the specs and benefits.
Specs.
So, size 18 inches in total length, 16 inches in circle, 12 and a half inches in circumference.
That's insane.
Material, you'll be upset here, it's just PVC.
We need an annihilator for sex flesh annihilator.
That would be a premium product.
That's game changer though, isn't it?
As mentioned before, weight 9 pounds, colour black, and then the benefits. Enjoy bottoming out if you can. On this dildo's extreme size and girth.
Bottoming out.
Yeah. So first one up, this is a guest. This is verified by, but they're a guest. And it just says, Annihilator ass, just totally awesome.
Definitely American.
Rudy B, 4 stars.
Oh yeah.
Perfect.
Oh.
Okay.
That was disturbing watching you do that.
I've heard some complaints about the bend in the shaft making it difficult to use.
I can think of many reasons why it's difficult to use. The bend in the shaft. The bend in the shaft would be the last one I would think of.
I've heard some complaints about the bend in the shaft making it difficult to use. I did not find that to be an issue at all. It is a magnificent beast. The material is pretty firm, so you have to be up for the task. The head ridges are exquisite. This thing is for seasoned pros only. Enjoy.
What a fucking lunatic.
That's Rudy B. Now, Ruby. Great. 5 stars. I haven't had anything so big since I had my babies. I love it.
No.
It goes deeper than any man can go, and it doubles as a good hat holder. Hee hee. Grab the Annihilator XXXL, please. Can you just take the beanie off first?
Yeah.
Or it's just got... Nah. Imagine it's got like a fedora.
No, I'd like to think it's got a beret. That's what I'm in your cowboy hat.
Look, it's French. Hello.
Yeah.
And I am really... the Annihilator XXXL.
Yeah.
Would you like to bottom out on me, baby?
Maybe a reef of garlic around the shaft.
Oh, let's not bring that into it. That makes the whole... Everyone smells of garlic then. Right, okay. What's this one? Okay, so... buy ass slut.
Oh.
It's a shame that I have to work 6 days a week, or I'll be bouncing on this thing all week. I love this dick. It's only it's only day two, and I get hard every time I think about it. I jump on it before work and after work. It's that big. I cuddle it when I go to sleep. It gets me hard again. I like to thank Extreme Restraints. Good service and 2 days early.
I hope this comes in discreet packaging.
I remember talking to him at work once about Secret Santa present.
Yeah.
And she was very reluctant to do Secret Santa. And I was like, why? Like, she's like, well, what if somebody gets me something rude? I was like, well, that's just funny, isn't it? She went, no, no, it's not. One year, somebody got me a candle. Wow. She went, oh, it wasn't just any candle. She said, it was 13 inches high. I was like, right. Mm. She was like, and it's shaped like a big willy. I went, right.
That sounds funny.
I thought, like, that's pretty funny. She went, it wasn't funny when I was trying to get rid of it and I was out on my doorstep banging it, trying to break it up, and all my neighbours were watching.
I was just checking in the bin just doing more on it.
I don't know, maybe light it.
Yeah.
The fuck up.
Yeah, all right, that. That's
put it in a big tray.
The thing is, if we'd melted it, the wax would have dripped down. It would have been like coming down the shaft.
Oh, if they had the foresight, it would have been black on the outside but white on the inside, so then when it dripped down.
Oh, that would have been superb, wouldn't it? If they had the foresight, though, they would have made it with sex flesh as well.
There's me, like, just criticising them for not really doing it properly.
Yeah.
Your penis candles aren't up to scratch. what's this one? Okay, Smooth Big Guy 2018. 5 stars.
Of course he has, he's a smooth big guy.
The cock! Beast to defeat the rest. Awesome beast of a cock. Takes some time and effort to get it in deep, but well worth the trip. Can now bounce my loose gun all over it.
Oh.
Wow. That is... right, I think this is the last one.
Yeah, go on. Hit me with it.
What with the 9-8 triple XL? Mate, I don't think you're ready for it.
that's assault.
Right, so this is from Cedric H. 5-star.
Oh, of course he just said. Well, he's a left and right back.
Yeah, he's not just a verified buyer, he's a verified reviewer.
Ooh.
So this guy knows his shit. Okay.
Cedric.
Yeah. Big dick lover. Big dick lover. As the title implies, I love big dicks. I love getting fucked up the ass with this monster. I prefer having someone else do the fucking. I like to have it plunged in and pulled almost all the way out. And plunge it in and out all the way down to the balls. And pull it all the way back out. And ram it in all the way down.
Oh no.
I can come just thinking about the last time. Brackets last night, I got fucked with it.
That was a. You went between Tom Hardy in Legend and Tom Hardy in Bronson. There was. Yeah.
Oh shit. Right, so just reading that as well.
Yeah.
Taz Baz, who she popped in because she loves XXX over two times. She loves this website as well. For shopping purposes, not for reviews. sent me things in. Someone
she loves that sex.
She sent me a picture of someone who frequents the website called Fonda Cox. I think that's enough on dildos. I think we've gone off on a tangent we weren't expecting. Because we did talk about this website like a while ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And talked about maybe reading out a few reviews on it, but we never got around to it because there's always so many things, so many other things that we talk
people,
about, instead of the things we decided.
People weren't ready for it.
No, we needed to get to the 7th episode before we could. Maybe we can do a few more like another time.
Lucky number 7.
Yeah, maybe every 7 episodes. We can just read some reviews on
Smart.
Sex flesh.
Yeah, sex flesh. That's the end of the show. Thanks for listening. What I would like, you to do, obviously, we'd like to be reviewed as well. I think it'd be good if you could review our pod as if we were a sex toy.
Nice.
In the style of a sex toy.
What material are we made of?
Definitely sex flesh. Definitely sex flesh.
Hopefully. If we're not, well, just yeah. PVC.
Would we have textured balls?
I would like to think that if we didn't, oh, that would be weird.
Yeah.
If you put, if they were just completely smooth, that'd be weird.
Yeah, so review the show as if we were on extreme restraint.
Seeing as we say every episode, like, yeah, just like get in touch, email us, get in touch on Instagram, on Twitter. And apart from people that we know, nobody does.
Yeah.
I'm expecting zero responses to this.
Nah, Rob, I don't respond. I know you're out there.
I don't see, you've spoken about Marco, who I know is a friend of yours, and I don't know if he does actually listen or not, but I think, you know, it'd be good to get his
view on
this, bring him into the fold.
He should get involved.
As well, Alex has been active, trying to get people, he's trying to spread the word. He's got Graham involved.
Yeah, no, he's been good, he has been good.
He got Graham involved as well.
No, he's done right.
And if,
rounding them up.
Yeah, and if you know, if some of our other mates are having a little listen, they want to get in touch.
Yeah.
Reepy, it's a call to action for you. Come on. Do if you wanna actually right, if you're gonna do the review and you're gonna review our podcast like it's a sex toy, please, for the love of God, do it on iTunes.
Yeah, yeah.
Get onto that Apple Podcast app, get in there, leave a review.
Get
really deep in there, and I am really fisting this description. Just really get right in there and describe this as a sex flesh podcast.
Sounds good.
Sex flesh, that's our network. This podcast was brought to you by Sex Flesh, the home of sexy podcasts. Literally the least sexy podcast. Anyway,
are you satisfied?
Oh. I am. I'm full as an egg.
I'm done.
Okay, before we go, if you're going to get in touch with us, at BB Penny Arcade on Instagram and on Twitter, it's bbpennyarcade@gmail.com. If you want to email us, do it. Get in touch. We want to hear from you. But remember, more than anything, do those iTunes reviews. Like we're a sex toy. Bye.
Cheerio.
Step up and pray, each machine seemed to say, as I walk round and round the penny arcade.